Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. You never chime in when I sing my little part.
I'm waiting for season two.
No, everybody loves our theme song. We're not changing the theme song.
No, I love the theme song, but I'm waiting for season two so I can add, you know, my spin on the theme song, do my ad-libs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So please, please keep listening so that we can get to season two.
I know. Otherwise, this will be the one and done. And it'll be like all those other podcasts that just stop. And you're like, whatever happened to that podcast? Are they coming back? I wonder.
GoFundMe.
Okay. So I am Vicky, your host. I'm sorry we got thrown off there. The professor of food, professor of pork, professor of extra sauce, professor of
extra butter,
extra syrup, and extra syrup. I think that's it
for today,
for right now,
right
for this moment in time. And how would me, my lovely co-host, go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is your brother in the struggle, Kenny. I'm your also your buffet support system. I'm also the master of cheese and everything good.
I know that's right. So this week, my lovely co-host decided to get a little fancy on you guys, and we're going to talk about the best lobster roll.
Da-da-da.
All right.
If anybody knows me, they'll know that in 2015, I took my first trip to Las Vegas, and my aunt also attended that trip, and she introduced me to Lobster Me's lobster rolls. I instantly fell in love. It was the smallest thing ever. It cost like $20. But the flavor, man, it was addictive sandwich, and I would love to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been my goal. I haven't been to Las Vegas since 2015, so it's been my goal to find something that compares to it. Since the Lobster Me franchises, they have two in Las Vegas and one in San Francisco. So it's this restaurant
like
chain
a West
is
Coast
only
thing.
On the West Coast.
Which is sad.
It's very sad.
One of our listeners, I believe her name is Lindsay, she sent us a beautiful compliment on Twitter, really saying how much she loves the podcast and how much she loves laughing. And she actually asked, like, why don't we mention some of these other locations? And I was like, sadly, on the East Coast, we're not getting some of those fun things that you guys have over there.
But hopefully Victoria will increase our budget so that we can travel and, you know, try these foods all over the
world. As our budget is zero.
I'm hopeful.
If I gave you $20, we could actually get somewhere. Maybe not to New York, because that would cost a little bit more. But well, we might be able to get to Jersey City.
We take the PATH train. It might be okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If we take the PATH, that $20
and then walk.
$20 could go a long way for us.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
So, Lobster Me. Oh, my God. That sandwich lobster was meat. So good. It was the bread was perfectly toast. It was buttery. Mm-hmm. The seasoning on a lobster. The lobster was just perfectly cooked. This was a sandwich that melted in your mouth and not in your hand. And I have, unfortunately, have not been able to, the places I've been to haven't been able to duplicate that taste.
Okay.
So I compare everything after Lobster Me to Lobster Me.
Okay. So on our Fat Tricks, 1 through 10, what do you give in terms of price?
In terms of price, because I'm a foodie and I'm sensitive about my flavors, and if they're good, I could throw my whole wallet at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Las Vegas.
True.
I'll give it a 10.
Okay. The quality of the roll, which is very important for any
Lobster Me, 10. It was crispy.
Okay.
And buttery and flaky.
The amount of lobster. Because that's, let's be honest, sometimes they try to fluff it up with some roughage and stuff.
I mean, it was a small sandwich, so for the size of the sandwich, I think the lobster content was good.
I'm not saying for the size of the sandwich, the amount of lobster.
I would have liked more.
Okay, thank you.
So let's go with an 8.5 on that.
All right, and then the taste.
Taste was a 10.
Okay.
It was perfect.
All right. That was pretty
And this
high.
Was like in the food court, you know, at one of the malls in Las Vegas. It's perfect.
All right, what else you got for me?
Alrighty, next up on my list is Red Lobster. They just introduced a petite lobster roll.
Mm-hmm, I see the commercial.
Team is a snack. That's how small it is. It's really small.
Is it almost bouche or not that small?
It's small.
Okay.
It's not something that I, being that I am featured on Fat Girl Chronicles, I do understand the fat element.
Mm-hmm.
And as a part of, as a rationale for that, it's not an entree. It's a snack.
It's a snack. It's part of their, isn't it part of like their new appetizer thing or something?
I'm not even sure this was on the appetizer list.
Oh, okay. Because I saw like the commercial. It felt like it was like these little small plates.
Yeah.
Like type of thing.
It was good. All right. So it was buttery. It was crispy. But lobster meat has like actual like a sauce that comes with the lobster. Like it's a white sauce. I don't know if it's like mayo or whatever.
Probably like a mayo something right. or other.
So the Red Lobster one, it was just a sandwich and meat on it, and it was flaky and buttery. Like I didn't really taste any sauce with their lobster, but their lobster was chunky though. Like the pieces of lobster was chunky.
I'll give them that. Okay.
But it's so small. Well, but their price is price effective. It was like $8.99 or something like that.
That is
so
good.
I don't think that was bad for a lobster roll.
So, Fatrix, price. What are you giving it, 1 through 10?
Price, 10.
Roll quality.
I'll give it a 9.5.
Amount of lobster.
I think the pieces were big and chunky, so I'll give it a 10.
And the taste?
Taste, I'll give it an 8.
Okay. What else you got? Who's next?
So next up, I went to Phillips Seafood on my lobster roll tour.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the one in Baltimore on the pier, on the harbor, I should say. 601 East Pratt Street, Baltimore, Maryland. So what I will say is that Phillips was definitely, it came close to lobster meat and it was good. It was really, really good. They served it with fries and with chips.
Okay.
So it was good. It had flavor. It had seasoning. The roll was great, and it was probably the closest I've come to lobster meat.
Well, that's good.
So if you're in Maryland, please try it. And they serve alcohol, and you're on a pier, so
you can't beat that.
You can even eat it outside. They have outside dining. So
I love outside dining.
Yeah. So that was awesome.
Especially if you're drinking. So you can drink all day and sit outside all day.
So for your fat tricks, Phillips Seafood gets all 10s. I don't remember the price, so I'll just give it a 10 just because.
Well, yeah. If you don't remember the price, then it must not have been too bad.
Yeah.
And where
else? Next up, we have the iPick Movie Theater in Fort Lee, New Jersey. It's a luxury dine-in theater.
Ooh, fancy.
Very, very pricey. Very pricey. So one of the menu options is a lobster roll, and they also serve that with the chips.
Okay.
For a movie theater serving a lobster roll, that's a pretty good sandwich. Like, I have no complaints on that sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as lobster meat and Phillips Seafood, but it was still tasty. Lobster. Yeah. It's better than Red Lobster, yeah.
Okay.
Very, very tasty. Very, very pricey.
You're going to keep saying that, huh?
Yeah, it was pricey. So, for the fat tricks, for the bread, I'll give the bread probably like a 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
For the amount of lobster you get, I'll give that a 10. They give you good lobster in that sandwich.
Okay, good.
For overall taste, I'll do an 8 for overall taste. But you definitely have to try out this movie theater. It's so nice that my family and I, we were taking selfies in the bathroom because the bathrooms are really that
nice. I can't stand you.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm just letting you know.
I can't. People don't do that.
It's a nice bathroom.
People don't do that.
Like, I felt like I was, I actually felt like it was better than my home bathroom.
If you do that, tag us.
Please do.
Tag us on the foolishness of doing that. Please
do. I mean, like, even the movie theater, the price of getting to the theater is, like, costly, but it does come with, like, free popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a cool thing. And free parking, basically. So that's the cool thing about it. But they're lobster roll. You got to try it, people. Try it. Try it.
What else you got?
Next up on my list in my lobster roll search, Friendly's.
Friendly's?
Friendly's offers Friendly's? A lobster roll.
What?
Yeah. I was so excited to try a lobster roll because of lobster me. I went to Friendly's.
Uh-oh.
I ordered it to go. He gave me my sandwich. It was in a bag. I didn't even, you know, I waited till I got to my car because I'm fat like that. And I opened it up to eat it.
Uh-oh.
It was all over the place. It was all over my container.
No. Why didn't they wrap it up?
They didn't secure the bag at all on that.
Mm-mm.
So then I'm like, all right, whatever. Let me get my fork, pull out my fork stash in my car.
I'm mad you got a fork stash, but okay.
Don't be judging me.
All right.
Took out my fork stash. I'm like, okay, let me dive into this. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, your brother Kenny in the struggle did not struggle with that sandwich. It was disgusting. I threw it out.
Mm-mm.
The flavors weren't there. The flavors wasn't there. The textures wasn't there.
Well, I
the
guess you know not to buy a lobster roll from Friendly's.
So, in regards to your fat tricks, one's across the board for Friendly's. It was horrible. I really should have got my money back. But, you know, I was eating and driving. I was halfway down the street, so that's why I didn't turn around.
I love it. I love it.
Horrible.
Horrible.
So what about you? What are some of your experiences with lobster rolls?
My favorite lobster roll is at Limani in Westfield, New Jersey.
How you spell that?
Limani. Limani.
All right. I will be trying them.
It was light, refreshing. It was on a potato roll that was buttery and crisp.
Potato roll?
Yeah. The price wasn't that bad. Whatever it was decent. The flavoring was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was I was there for like a lunch with a friend, and we both were like, wow, that was really good. Like, maybe we should buy another one. No, no, no. We're going too far.
Because of the price? Is that what's
stopping? No, as in, we've already ordered enough food. We don't need to order another one. Another entree. Let's not do that. We need to go shopping. Because we met, because Westfield, downtown Westfield has an open mall type area where there's just mm-hmm. shops lined up everywhere. And there's a lot of great places to eat there. I've eaten at a lot of places, actually, over there. And Limani is a nice little seafood place on the main street that you guys should definitely check out. Let me know. But that's really the main one. I've had in other places, but that one was the best one that I can recall.
So I need you guys, the listeners, to help me out here. I'm still on a lobster roll tour. I'm still looking for a lobster roll that is comparable to Lobster Me, located in Las Vegas and San Francisco. You know, Joe's Crab Shack had a lobster roll, but by the time I got there to inquire about it, it was off the menu.
Aw.
So that's probably why a lot of Joe's Crab Shacks are closing, by the way.
Oh, because they didn't have a lobster roll
exactly,
for you to try?
Exactly.
I don't think that's why, but okay. If you say so.
And if anybody's on the West Coast that's listening, please take some pictures of Lobster Me. Please tell Lobster Me that I missed them, and hopefully I'll be back soon.
Or you can take a sandwich, put it on dry ice, and overnight it to us.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll pay for the shipping and handling. Don't worry. It's in the budget.
The budget of nothing? I thought we talked about this. But okay. I guess, you know, a lot of places run in the red at the beginning, right? Is there anything else you want to say about your lobster roll?
I just heard that there's a Phillips Seafood in Newark Airport. I might have to go try it out.
Wait, you never explained what a lobster roll is. Some people don't even know what that is.
I usually look to you for the technical stuff. So you could break down.
But you're the researcher in our duo.
Yeah, this one I just
use my stomach. You were focused on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use my stomach instead of my heart.
Just use your stomach instead of your heart.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the research, because you're the research guy.
I am, but like I was so passionate about the subject.
I know you were very. You were very passionate about. So a lobster roll, if I recall correctly, I'm just going to talk off the top of my head because that's what I do. You know, I don't do the research. A lobster roll is usually chunks of lobster, kind of like your chunk of crab meat, you know. So, and then you take that, usually toss it in a mayonnaise-based sauce of some sort, depending on your location, whatever they add, you know, lemon juice or some type of seafood, spices of some sort. And usually that's how they toss it. Then they put it on just like that.
All right, my research just came in. Are you ready for my research? Are you doing this from memory?
I'm doing it from
memory. I like to give our listeners who take their time out of our day legit research. Not just off the top of the head, what you think is
in it's native to New England, made of lobster meat served on a grilled hot dog style bun.
Thank you.
With the opening on the top rather than the side. Boom!
The filling may also contain butter, lemon juice, salt, and black pepper, with variants made in other parts of New England, replacing the butter with mayonnaise.
See, I was getting there. Didn't I say mayonnaise? And I said lemon.
I like the butter on the bread, and I still want the mayonnaise to be involved with the lobster. Like,
well, yeah, the butter should be on the bread because the bread should be crisped.
Now, others contain diced celery or scallion. I love it to be paired with potato chips or french fries.
Yeah, it should be. I think potato chips is better than french fries, actually.
See, I actually, when I went to Phillips Seafood, I got both. I got french fries and chips to go with it.
All right. But I'm saying, chips are the better.
And the good thing about lobster meat, they have different flavors. Their lobster roll, I can't think of them right now because it's been so long, but I love lobster meat.
Okay, do you need a moment alone? I do. Do you need?
We need to go to Maine, though. I heard Maine has really good lobster at their Bar Harbor, so I definitely want to go there if our budget allows.
If you go, Boston has a lot of the open seafood market.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
And then, like, what is that, South Jersey or Central Jersey has, like, the Seafood Fest every summer?
That's true. So, I mean, you know, we're lucky that we live right on the coast.
Yeah.
So we can get a lot of our seafood fresh. Versus living inland, we have to question, where did this come from? And how long was it sitting for?
And lobster meat is actually based on the Maine style of lobster rolls. And they have a lobster mac and cheese. I guess I'll have theirs before I have yours.
Exactly. Shade, honey, shade. Exactly. Whatever, but you're the person who just made mac and cheese that your mother stole a recipe from my family, but you didn't share it with me.
Yeah. All right, so lobster meat, the different flavors they have for their lobster roll. They have a traditional Maine-style lobster roll. They have one served with Cajun style, and they have an Old Bay style. And trust me, they're all good. They're all really, really good. So if you're near Las Vegas or San Francisco, please feel free to tag us or just mail me a sandwich.
Okay. So I think that's about it for our lobster roll episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have comments or questions or anything of that sort, definitely reach out to us. Our social media is Facebook, Fat Girl Chronicles. Do a search, we come right up. Twitter is at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram is at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. And our email is fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. As always, please take a moment, hit that 5-star review. It really helps us grow in the ranks, helps others to find us. And hopefully we can reach out to all our food lovers out there, share with all your friends and family, and, you know, let us know if you definitely like our show. Definitely hit a comment so that we can read them on the air for you. I think that's about it. Ken, go ahead and say bye to the people.
Adios.
Bye, everybody. Keep eating. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.